Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, this is it, buddy. Finally, the unveiling. Finally, we will get to some live action on Sunday. We'll get a complete game, and I think everyone is kind of shot out of a cannon waiting for as long as we have for it. It was great to see football last night, man.
Yeah, that was an entertaining game, right? You had the Chiefs with the banner raising, a little bit of a weather delay, which that wasn't so much fun, but the Ravens, they played hard. They battled. That's a tough draw. You've got the Thursday night game, and you got to go play the Super Bowl champion, but I think Baltimore will be pretty darn competitive this season. Another game tonight. So just diving right into real football, and it's a good thing it's back.
Before we get to the Bears, did you have any doubt that Likely's foot was out? And did you have any question whether or not the Ravens should have, as they were planning to, go for two if they had counted the touchdown?
It sure looked like the smallest part of that cleat was touching the line. And so it's hard to argue against that. And I think Baltimore had all the momentum in the world on its side, right? Why not go for two there? You've kind of systematically gone up and down the field on them there. play for the win. You control it then 100% right there. So I think that absolutely would have been the right call. You really want to go in overtime against Patrick Mahomes, and that's not a dig at Lamar Jackson at all. But do you want to go in overtime against Mahomes?
No.
I got to tell you, it was hilarious because I had talked to a guy about the game before it, and he said that, that referee, be careful with him. He's like the biggest showman in the league. Not only does he have the
Sean Hockley.
He's got his dad's gun.
Yeah.
But he's also
gun show.
He wants to play.
But he had nothing to do with the.
They called legal procedure like four straight times. I'm just saying there was a lot of
the first series was a long series.
Yes, it was.
Can the Bears learn from that? Because if they're going to be enforcing that, you don't want them to be. You don't want Braxton Jones to have that same kind of penalty problem.
Beltline of the center,
The other 30 teams should have seen that as well. So we'll see if we'll see if they were able to watch the game in Brazil for starters, right? Philadelphia and Green Bay get treated that way this evening, and then you get to Sunday, and every crew is going to be a little bit different. You saw ridiculous instances, I think, in the playoffs last year where these offensive tackles are lined up way off the line of scrimmage and not being called for it. So somewhere, hopefully soon, we can find a happy medium where your viewing experience isn't bogged down by goofy penalties and the linemen are kind of where they need to be, right? Not 2 yards off the ball.
All right. So let's get to some of the predictions you're going to have to give us today. We're curious about whether or not you have the Bears with a winning season. Do you? They're in competition for a playoff spot, but are they in the playoffs? How do you look at the Bears?
I think they can get a wild card. Okay. I think they can get a wild card. I think that's realistic. Well, for starters, 43.8% of the NFL can label itself a playoff team at the end of every year, right? That's not quite the accomplishment it used to be with the expansion of the playoffs back in 2021. So 14 of your 32 teams reach the postseason. That's doable. That shouldn't be some insurmountable hurdle that is so difficult to crack. Now it's a tough division, and I think it's one of the maybe possibly one of the two best divisions in the entire league. But the way that schedule sets up, I think, we may look back come week eight and say, boy, this a couple of these teams on the Bears' schedule are significantly different than we were expecting. So the strength of schedule can shift, right? But the way it sets up right now, we talked about it yesterday, guys, there's some teams on there that they should be able to take care of business against. So I think that a wild card is doable, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility that they could challenge for the division. Why put a ceiling on it?
Interesting, Brad. A lot of optimism from you. We both picked 9-8. I think that's doable and realistic. My biggest concern about the Bears beginning Sunday is how can they stop the run? You look at the Titans' offensive line. Peter Skoronski, high pick from Northwestern. We know him well, local kid. J.C. Latham, high pick, left tackle. They're going to be able to maybe move the ball on the ground against a Bears defense that is going to struggle maybe stopping the run. Can the Bears stop the run against the Titans, and how big of a concern do you have?
The Bears were really good against the run last year, guys. Really good. Now, obviously tops in the league in run defense in 2023 and 86.4 yards a game. So I would expect the Titans to try to get the run game going. That's how you help out your young quarterback, and they paid a whole boatload of money to Lloyd Cushenberry to get a new center in there as well. They have revamped that offensive line, but I think if Tennessee comes in with the plan of we're going to run it, I think Matt Eberflus and the Bears would say, bring it on. Let's go. And you'll find out, how prepared and ready they got in training camp and preseason for some physical football out of the gate. But I think the Bears would be equipped to handle that pretty well. It should be, right?
Yeah, I think what's interesting to me is, and what the difficulty I had when I looked at the game, is that we think of both these teams, both the Titans and the Bears, as sort of old-fashioned smash-mouth football teams, and they're both sort of going through this transition into the modern NFL, right? I think the Titans are too, yeah.
Absolutely, and the Titans looked explosive in preseason, and I don't want to put too much stock in that because I don't put too much stock in it when I see the Bears do certain things in the preseason because it's the preseason, but they had the same idea in the off season in terms of let's focus our resources on one side of the ball and let's have it be the offense. Now they did it a little bit differently in terms of what the Bears did. They already had their quarterback in place in Will Levis. So they went on the offensive line. They brought in a couple receivers. So the whole focus is try to get the thing up and rolling with the quarterback for both of them. The questions I would have about Tennessee would besides the obvious ones about Will Levis, who was 3-6 and 9 starts as a rookie, a year ago would be about the defense. They've got some older guys. I'd have questions about their ability to rush the passer, probably some questions about the secondary. So maybe it's a good first opponent for Caleb Williams. I don't know.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You look at the injury report yesterday. DeMarcus Walker's name shows up with a groin issue that He got off to a slow start last year because of some injuries. Brad, what's the level of concern there? Anything else about the injury report that stands out?
Nothing too alarming. You know, what you don't know about DeMarcus Walker being limited was there something in Wednesday's practice where they had to throttle him back a little bit on Thursday, or on Thursday, did he only go through 30% of practice because he had a groin issue pop up in the middle of practice? Like, which way and to what extent was he limited in practice? But they've got, we've talked about this, they kept six defensive ends on the 53-man roster. I had a chuckle with Travis Smith, the defensive line coach, yesterday, and I jokingly asked if he was, you know, jumping on the table for seven defensive ends on 53-man roster. And he said, remember when you saw me at the combine and you know, you were throwing a couple of names at me? And my response was, I'd love to have them all. And, you know, so they're going to mix and match, I think, with those defensive ends to try to find something that clicks. And then you go with the hot hand until it cools off and you try another pairing, but they're going to be able to keep them fresh. That's something Matt Eberflus talked about day one when he came in. It's something you heard from Rod Marinelli, who obviously had a huge influence on Matt Eberflus's career with playing the defensive linemen in waves to keep them fresh. So when Will Levis has got a 3rd and 6 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game, you've got some defensive linemen out there that have got some juice left, because while it's not going to be hot on Sunday, guys, these players are going to be gassed at the end to play a full game for the first time, and that's really going to take a toll on them.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years, Estwing.com. I believe Big Z has an Estwing hammer.
And so, he can swing it.
So back off. Who did you take in the game, Brad?
I thought about it for a while. I really did, because it just, you know, at first glance, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take the Bears here. And then I flip, you know, I don't want to fall into a trap because I think Tennessee could be an interesting team this season. If Callahan can get things going in the right direction with Will Levis, if you believe that his father, Bill, can get that offensive line playing at a pretty high level in short order, that can be a competitive and interesting football team this year. So, and there's some unknown. And I think Denard Wilson will do a nice job with the defense, even though, you know, he didn't get quite as many new parts as they got on offense this season. But I after consideration and taking some time, I picked the Bears to win the game 23-20.
That's my score.
It's exactly what Mully picked. Wow, coincidence.
Great minds. We did not talk about this last night.
All right. Let me ask you about Bill Belichick's opinion of Caleb Williams. Did you see that, and do you have a reaction to it? Because he deemed
him. I didn't see it. What was it?
Said he was someone.
He's everywhere now. Like, that guy's media schedule makes you look like a little bit of a slacker these days, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Here's what Bill Belichick had to say, Brad. Give us your reaction right after you hear it.
Whoever they played against in preseason, it wasn't the best players on the other team.
So what you're saying is, Coach, we can't plan a parade because Caleb was so accurate in the preseason.
Well, he wasn't accurate. He's 10 for 20.
Yeah, it's like you didn't watch the 20 throws. Come on. There's a reason he's excited.
It's 20 throws, Chad.
He buzzed through them.
You got to think how good the 10 were that were completed.
Yeah.
You know, the extended plays of football.
They weren't that good. There was a couple highlight plays.
See?
They weren't that good.
And no one's saying he might not be great. Yeah. But what we're saying is, it's just you need the context. It's like when I hear somebody's lighting it up in camp, I'm like, is he running with the twos? Is he going against the two defense? Is the quarterback struggling because he's got the two offensive line? There's just a lot we don't know.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of saying he's not going to be great, Brad.
I don't think he's saying that. I just think he's saying that some of the hype that's based off of these highlight plays that you saw in preseason, you got to be a little bit careful with. because and that's what I've picked up in talking to people around the league about Caleb and about some of these other rookie quarterbacks that are in this class and young quarterbacks in general. Tennessee's likely, I would expect, I haven't spoken to Denard, but I would expect his game plan's going to be to try to keep Caleb in the pocket yep. because he is so dynamic when he can escape the pocket, when he can extend the plays. He can do stuff that really can't be coached, and he can do it at a very high level. But to project massive success for him in his career, people like Belichick, they're going to want to see the operation from the pocket. And I can understand that. And that's what people that I've been talking to in the past week, really all summer, hey, that's where the rubber is going to hit the road. That's what everybody is interested to see, because if he can do that as well, then it's going to be really dynamic.
That's good stuff, Brad, even though you did call me a slacker. Good insight.
Well, I called you a slacker in comparison to Bill okay. with as much media he's doing. You got to listen.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Bigsy, you're the best. Well, thank you, buddy.
See you Sunday.
Joe Fortenbaugh at 7:45, right, guys?
That's right.
You got it. You
got
thank it. You, buddy. We can't wait.
7:40.
7:40. What's
7:40?
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
all right, Brad. Can't wait, guys.
Good get stuff. That,
have a great weekend.
Yeah. You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.